This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump is moving to bypass Congress in his bid to build a southern border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's declaring a national emergency at the border.
We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country.
One, he says, would be very easy to stop with a wall. And since Congress approved far less money than he wants to build one, he's taking unilateral action to tap into billions of dollars from other government accounts. It's a move he knows will face legal challenges.
Sadly, we'll be sued, and sadly, it'll go through a process, and happily, we'll win, I think.
Congress's top two Democrats say he's making an unlawful declaration over a crisis that does not exist. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A law professor says Congress cannot rely on the courts to rescind the president's declaration of a national emergency. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
There is no emergency on the border, says George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, and Congress should declare that. The problem is there isn't a veto-proof majority for that, and federal courts are unlikely to be sympathetic.
The court is likely to say you have the ability to reverse, negate, rescind declaration. You shouldn't come to me to do what you are unable to do because you don't have the votes.
Congress gave the president unconditional authority to declare an emergency in the 1976 law, Turley says. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Supreme Court will decide whether the 2020 census can include a question about citizenship that could affect the allocation of seats in the House of Representatives and the distribution of billions of dollars in federal money. The justices have agreed to a speedy review of a lower court ruling that has so far blocked the Trump administration from adding the citizenship question to the census. The court should settle the matter quickly because the forms need to be printed soon. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nigeria's Kaduna State are reporting at least 66 deaths in a wave of violence just before the country's presidential election. A government spokesperson said Friday the victims include 22 children. He blamed a criminal element for the deaths this week in the Kajuro local government area. One resident blamed the killings on fighting between Christian farmers and Fulani Muslim herdsmen. Nigerian voters were headed to the polls Saturday amid concerns about violence in many parts of the country. President Trump is hailing progress in ongoing trade talks with China, with negotiators set to meet next week in Washington as the deadline approaches. The discussions were aimed at reaching a deal ahead of an escalation in tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports. China's state media reported they made some progress on difficult and important issues. Negotiators are working to strike a deal by March 1st. President Trump suggested that deadline could be pushed back. Fighters and families with the Islamic State terror group are clinging to one last sliver of land next to the Euphrates River in Syria, using women, children, and possible hostages along as human shields to postpone defeat. Human rights observers and officials with the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say IS followers have been pushed out of the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz and taken refuge in what they describe as a collection of tents. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Friday he foresees a bigger and stronger American-led international coalition as the U.S. withdraws its troops from Syria.
We have ensured ISIS no longer holds the innocent people of Syria or Iraq in its murderous iron fist. We have destroyed its ability to mass forces, and we have eliminated most of its leadership and significantly diminished its resources.
Shanahan met in Munich with representatives of the dozen or so countries that provide troops in Iraq and Syria. Facebook could be facing a massive fine for not better protecting user privacy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Facebook has had several high-profile privacy lapses in the past couple of years, including Cambridge Analytica accessing data from some 87 million Facebook users without their consent. The Washington Post reports the Federal Trade Commission is in negotiations with Facebook, preparing a multi-billion dollar fine. The FTC may find Facebook in violation of a 2011 agreement about better protecting user privacy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration has announced new rules for scrutinizing requests to bring minor spouses to the United States. That word comes from the Citizenship and Immigration Services, which considers whether to approve such request. The AP reported last month thousands of requests by men to bring in child and adolescent brides had won approval over the past decade. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.